Bo, we ready to roll? You run the new show?
I don't know. We'll see.
Actually, this is my barber jacket. I used it in the pharmacy, too.
How frustrating was it to have that lateral play work perfectly and it not be a lateral?
Well, it can be exasperating, that's for sure. There's a lot of moving parts to that deal, and takes a lot of cooperation. A lot of things have to happen, not just solely the throw. So, we'd like to have had it. We'd like to have had it for sure. Could have given us a real opportunity to, or a much greater opportunity to win the game. We still had an opportunity to win, but certainly would like to have had it. So when you don't get it, tough deal.
Was that play that was put in specifically for the Saints, or is it something you've been working on all year?
Well, we've had a throwback in the past. We haven't done it in a long time. We thought that just the way that the Saints deployed their coverage and so forth, that this would be a good time to bring it out. So we haven't practiced it a lot, and that's that's on me. I got to find time to get that in where we practice it a little bit more. But we have it in. I mean, we've had it in, and we go to it every so often in practice. It may not be designed part of the program, but this particular week against the Saints, it was.
It looked like the play would have worked if he was just, obviously the throw was not right. It was from so.
Yeah, I thought a lot of the players, most of them, really did an outstanding job. They did an outstanding job during practice of understanding exactly where they needed to place themselves. And, they did a real nice job. I mean, they concentrated at practice. They concentrated throughout. And, I credit them. I mean, I credit them for – and you also credit the player, the two players mainly involved. They really wanted that, I mean, it's not always sometimes when you're on deck, and the bases are loaded and you need one run, you like to see maybe that guy in front of you walk, end the game. But, you may not always want to step up the bat in a critical situation. These guys did. I didn't make that analogy real good, but you don't always want to step up the bat is what I was trying to say.
You said to practice it's working right. Do you think Brandon just was excited in the moment and just?
There's a lot of things to it. The thing that's different about a trick play like that, that's different from an offensive trick play. On an offensive trick play, you know exactly where the ball is going to, where the play is going to initiate. You can define every increment of the spacing laterally, vertically, everything in an offensive formation because it starts with a dead ball. Ours starts like when Jim Thorpe played. He runs over here for Carlisle and he gets tackled 2 yards from the boundary. Well, the next snap is snapped 2 yards from the boundary. So it could take place anywhere along in there. That's how a kickoff is. You don't know where, you don't really know. So, boy, there's a lot of calculations in there. Is it a 4-2 hang to the 2? Is it a 4? Is it a 3-7 hang 4 yards deep? Is it 2 yards outside the numbers? Is it 2 yards away from the sideline? Is it in the middle? So it's like breaking a pool table. There's a lot of different variations on each one. So there's a lot of calculations that have to go on. And I don't know. We didn't hit it. I just look at myself with how could I have prepared them a little bit better. And that's my end of the deal. So that's where I'd rather lay it right at this point.
Is that the type of play that once you use it, you can't can't use it again because they're scouting it?
I think you could use it again. I mean, I make our next state opponents aware that we could use it again, you know, but, you know, you could always, I mean, that's a tough play to diagnose. You look, you know, most time the guys don't even look down there for if he's standing. Then if they're really sharp and they look down there and they don't see him, then they're really closing. So I think, yeah, you could use it again, sure.
A couple of plays, trick plays you've tried over the last 2 years come to mind. That one, Chaz Henry last year tried to do the fake punt pass to Henderson. I think he had Curtis Martian one and with DRC last year against Miami, was it? That just didn't work. So you've had a, you've tried and they're not working. Is it, does it make you reluctant the next time you think that one might work, or do you feel like you have to put more emphasis on it?
You buy a rabbit's foot or something? Is that what you're saying? yeah, I like I say, they have to, those things have to work right. In each case, you know, well, in the throw to, in Chicago, you know, we didn't make the throw. In the throw back against Miami, we missed a block. And really, in the reverse with DRC, one of their guys did not go with Deshaun that we did not have. You know, you can't block everybody. One of the guys that we did not block, boy, he did not, I mean, he didn't even remotely flow with Deshaun. So I give him credit for seeing it or whatever. We couldn't get him. You know, it's kind of like a bootleg and the guy stays at home. Not a lot you can do when that happens, but on the other ones, it was in our control to get it done. And we didn't, you know, we didn't get it done. So, No. It doesn't make me reluctant. You know, it doesn't make me reluctant because, I believe in the play. I mean, I believe in the play. I got to help our guys execute it better. But, you know, I believe in the plays. I believe in the things we did and how we did them. Obviously, we got to do them a little bit better because they are big plays that can help you win the game. And you got to be bold too. You know, you got to be bold to do that. I mean, I credit Coach Reed with the call. He made the call. That's a tough call for a head coach. I mean, that's a tough call for the head coach. You know, not everybody has the boldness to go ahead and do that, because when it doesn't work, you know, or if something really bad happens, you know, some kind of way they get possession of it. Like the one against Miami, they got possession of it. Then that one, you know, you wear that one a lot longer. Tennessee did the same thing this year against Detroit, and they're still basking in glory from it. You know, so I mean, we talked about that a few weeks ago. You know, these plays are. I can't remember the situation. Somebody over here asked about, should you do this, or should, you know, only if it works. You know, only if it works. So, but it not working, as far as I'm concerned, that wouldn't stop me from getting off the stool and fighting another round. I mean, there's no reason for it to.
Saying,
unless you don't believe in the play.
You decided on the timing of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Coach Reed, you know, I got to give Coach Reed a lot of credit. He called that thing perfect. You know, and again, it's a tough call. It's a tough call for the head coach. It always is. It always is when you do something a little bit out of the norm. It has to work. You know, it has to work. If it doesn't work, then it's frowned upon greater than taking a touchback. That's about it. Thank you, fellas. Appreciate it.